Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad to have y'all back listening to me. And today we're going to talk about boys becoming men, raising them and what to do, what to say. And once again, I must say, when I do these podcasts, the name of my podcast is Gerald's Thoughts and Opinions. It don't make it true. But this is just what I'm thinking, what I'm saying. Everybody has an opinion. So you don't have to agree with me, but it's just a quick listen. It's just a few of my thoughts. And when it comes to raising boys and men, like I could go in so many directions with this. But first of all, I want to say this. This is the first thing I want to get off my chest. It's okay for boys or young men to shed a tear. It's okay. The world won't end. Like, the world that we live in now, it's like, it's you got social media out there. And parents, you know, you spend a lot of time working and doing other things or whatever, you know. Because if you think about it, a parent, you go home, you go to work, you work 9-10 hours a day. Your kids are in school 8 hours a day. Get off work 6-7 o'clock. You don't have much time to be there to influence the child. So that other little time, they're on social media. And social media is raising a lot of our kids today, whether we want to agree with it or not. If they have an iPhone, they're on social media, they are learning from social media. But as a parent, you still can be there to do the right things, to raise them right. And like I say, everybody's infatuated with being tough guys these days, or wanting to be gangster because of, I guess, the image that social media betrays. That's how you have to be. But if you know anything about gangster being tough, most tough guys are quiet, and you never know about them because they're quiet. For instance, and I know this for a fact, if you take any form of martial arts, taekwondo, karate, or anything, you will become very calm. And I know this for a fact. And if you have a little boy, whatever, you don't know what to do and he's having problems, you put him in some kind of martial arts or taekwondo program, you will understand what I'm saying if you don't know this for a fact. But I know for a fact your son will become more calm. Now, because if you think about this, if pay attention to a lot of times when a mixed martial arts guy or whatever, they had to stop a fight or they got into a fight with somebody. Most of the time, they're calm. They don't bring it. They don't boast and brag about what their skills are. But most of the time, when you see people out, you'll see a fighter. He may beat somebody up and it surprises everybody. But 9 times out of 10, he's trying to stop the fight. But when he gets in the fight and beats the person up, a lot of times, like, oh, I would have never thought that because he's so calm and quiet. So that's the approach. Like, when you train to fight, you become very calm. They're very calm. And to me, if you're growing up, to me, what's tough and gangster, you do things like this. You go to work, you take care of your family, and you respect women. Now that's some tough guy shit right there, to me. Now, getting back to what I said earlier, some things that little boys do growing up calls for them to cry. And I say this because, you know, you'll hear parents say, you better not cry. You know, you better not cry. I'm going to give you something to cry about. That's traumatizing children. You know, I know when I was growing up, we got beatings with extension cords, a belt, or whatever. And your parents, your mom might say, and you better not cry. No. Like, that shit is crazy. Because when somebody's beating you, you're a little child, you should be able to cry. I don't care if you're raised by a man or a woman. If you get a beating, you should cry. Like, for instance, and we all have experienced this, or maybe our children have done the same thing. If a little boy falls and skins his knee up and his elbow, let him cry. Because I've seen so many times the mama say, you shouldn't have been playing, and you better not cry. That's what children do. They're going to make mistakes, and they learn from those mistakes. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Shit, I'm a grown-ass man, and you let me be running down the street for what our reason, or running at work. I fall, I skin my knees and elbows up. Now, you can go to hell if you think that I ain't going to tear up at least. I'm a grown-ass man, and trust me, I will cry because that shit hurts. But when you're in that parent mode, you don't understand. It's just everything. You're just about raising. You thinking about raising this boy or these boys to be tough. That's not the case. And sometimes, by being raised by females, or like your mom, your grandmom, your aunts, the females feel like they have to be a little harder on boys to raise them the correct way. That may be the case at times, but there are also cases where boys was raised by their mom, stepmom, aunts, granny, or whatever, and they turned out fine. Women, there are many things that young boys can learn from you. But I say this: whatever you do, don't spoil little boys. Because if I think when women raising little boys alone, you're upset, dad is not around, you tend to spoil them or get them everything that they want. And that's really, really not, I mean, you shouldn't do that. I don't think that you should do that. But it happens. And another thing too, I think don't spend a lot of time screaming at your little boys for every little thing that they do. I mean, like I say, they are kids. They're going to make mistakes. But don't spend time. Don't scream at them and curse at them and stuff like that, because that's traumatizing to that kid. He either going to grow up doing the same. He's going to repeat this cycle of what you did to him. And this is a message for all you single moms. You don't have to do that. Because it's like screaming and punching, you're creating a monster. And I would advise, if you have little boys and you're raising them or whatever, if it's a case that they did something, take something away from them. Take a toy, you know, take the cell phone, but do not punch them and, you know, all that punching and screaming is just crazy. And if you're a single parent, make sure your son spend time with your dad, your brother, or male companion that you trust. Because I know how that motherly love is. You had them and you trust them and you just you want the best. But at the end of the day, I say this. It ain't but so much you can do when it comes down to teaching him to become a man. And for the record, I'm going to say this because I can't get canceled. I'm not no major TV show or whatever. I don't agree with women or men / parents letting their little boys grow up to be girls at a certain age. To me, if you're living under my roof, you got to be, if you're a boy, you're going to be a boy. If you're a girl, you're going to be a boy. You're going to be a girl. But I don't think that little boys should have that option to be girls if you're growing up. You're not going to be a 9-year-old and you just say, oh, well, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be a girl. You can't do that. Not in my house. Once you're 16, you can do that. If you're a little boy, once you're 16, you can be a girl. But you cannot do it if I'm paying all the bills. If I'm raising you, I just don't feel like you can do that. But when you're grown, if you want to be a girl, I will support you. But you cannot make that decision before you're able to get, you can't even get a job yet. But you mean to tell me you're going to make a decision, oh, I'm going to be a girl? I don't agree with that. And that's all I have this week about, you know, boys becoming men, raising boys, or whatever. There's so much I could have went into, but like I said, I try to keep these podcasts quick. A quick listen and you can move on about your day. This week in the news, I saw that Jill Biden is going on a tour to talk to people into getting vaccinated. They just won't let this vaccination shit go. It's like the George Floyd Policing Act was a joke. And it's still being passed over. I felt like, this is how I feel. I feel like this now, and I've always felt like it. Once the state or whomever pays a black family a few million dollars for a wrongful lawsuit for a police killing their loved one, it's the case is closed. They don't want to hear anything else. They feel like if we pay you, you need to shut up. Because evidently, a black life doesn't mean anything. And we could go as far back as Trayvon Martin. Think about it. Kid, 13, 14 year old. A grown man kills a kid. And we hear nothing else about it. It's a lot is being said, but as soon as money is paid, nothing else is being done about these situations of these people losing their loved ones. Because the government feel like they black, they need money, give them some money and shut them up. But me, myself, if my loved one life is taken, there's no amount of money that can replace my loved one. So I'm just not going to go, I'm not going to go out quiet. And hopefully it won't happen to me or it won't happen to any of you or anybody that's listening. But I'm just not going to go out quiet. I like money, but money's not going to be at the top of my list because there, like I said, there is no amount of money that could be paid to me to take the life of one of my loved ones. That's all I have. Thanks for listening. Hope you come back next week to listen again. I'm out.